Welcome to Activate Yes Offline Recording and Answers. We thank you very much for your interest in our recording session. We hope that you will enjoy what we have to offer. You can skip any question if you don't want to answer it.
Why did you come to Slovakia?
Hi, everyone. I want to speak about why I came to Slovakia. I came to Slovakia because I met a girl in the U.S. and I followed her back to her home country. I didn't know anything about Slovakia. I knew that it was Czechoslovakia, but I stayed with it. I married this girl, and more than 20 years later, we have two wonderful young boys, and I still call Slovakia my home. Thank you very much.
Had you ever heard of Slovakia before you came?
Prior to meeting my wife, I don't think I had ever known Slovakia except as former Czechoslovakia. That's all I really knew about Slovakia at that time. So I've come a long way since then.
What's your opinion about the country of Slovakia?
What's my opinion about Slovakia? I have many opinions about Slovakia, but I won't get into all of them. Some good, some bad. As an American who's living in Slovakia, I think one thing that stands out is their customer service here should and could and needs to be improved. Other than that, I've met a lot of wonderful people who are in tune to nature, like to go hiking and things like this. But what's interesting is that you offer great hospitality. I don't know what else to say. It's a little bit of both, good and bad, but that comes along with every single country, I believe.
What do you think about the Slovak language?
All right, guys, the Slovak language. I think the Slovak language is incredibly difficult, complicated, and listening to it, spoken very fast. You know, I personally don't hear a lot of intonation whenever I listen to people speak in Slovak. It is just one flat line, such as, "How are you today? I'm fine. Thank you very much. What did you do?" And I don't know where it starts and where it stops. So this is what I think about the Slovak language. It's a very beautiful language, but extremely, extremely complicated.
Do you think that Slovakia has a rich history?
Hi, everyone. We're going to talk about Slovakia's history. Does Slovakia have a rich history? Yes, I do think Slovakia has rich history. They've got what is considered the castle capital of Europe, with such a small country and more than 100 castles that were built and through the wars and fighting. But there's also other parts of the Slovakia that's rich with its history, is the fact that you had your very own Robin Hood, Janosik, and how he stole from the rich to give to the poor. But it's also some deeper, darker history, such as Alžbeta Báthory, who legend has it, and maybe there's through some historical fact that she murdered young women to bathe in their blood because she thought it made her feel young again. And yes, for these reasons, I think Slovakia has rich history.
Do you think that people of Slovakia are friendly?
Hi, everyone. Let's talk about the question. Do you think that people of Slovakia are friendly? Initially, no, I didn't. I didn't think that Slovak people were used to foreign people being here. So when they heard me speak, I used to get some funny glances and some funny stares. And that was not such a welcoming thing. But then I began working as a native English speaking lector, and I happened to meet lots of wonderful people. And now it seems like Wherever I go, there's always somebody I know. And has changed. And I think now more people are becoming more friendly. And that's fantastic.
What have you learned while living here in Slovakia?
Hi, everyone. This question, what have you learned while living here in Slovakia? Well, I haven't always lived in Slovakia. My wife and I spent 10 years in Scotland. So I actually moved back to Slovakia in 2015. So it's 2023. So 8 years I've lived here in Slovakia. And in this time, I would say I've learned a lot about Slovakia. Some of the things that I really love and I have enjoyed are your Christmas traditions. How you have St. Mikuláš and you get sweets in the shoes. I found that quite interesting. And eating potato salad and fish for Christmas was completely new to me. So this is some of the things that I have learned. And as I mentioned, I'm always learning. Seems like every single day. Well, okay, guys, thank you.
What is better in Slovakia than in your own country?
Well, what's better for me in Slovakia than in my own home? I would say I wasn't accustomed to hiking and long walks, but in Slovakia, your country is full of mountains, hills, and valleys. And I have greatly enjoyed the many trips that I have taken as hiking, climbing up in Low Tatras. I've been up to Jumbier and Hopok a number of times. And I think that is something that I greatly enjoy here. Also, the fact that you don't have nearly so many poisonous animals as we do. My home in Georgia, we have about 40 species of snakes, which 6 are poisonous. And here, you've basically got 2 species of snakes, and one of them is poisonous. So this has made walking through the forest much more comfortable as well.
Since you are quite far from your homeland, what do you miss the most about home?
All right, guys, what do I miss most about my homeland? That's kind of simple and easy. I miss my mom, my dad, my brother and his wonderful family. I miss spending time with my close friends. I miss some of the foods from America, the childhood favorites, things that you always seem to love. I can replicate some of it, but some of it I cannot, the ingredients for it. But that's what I really miss the most is food, family, and friends.
How long do you plan to stay here in Slovakia?
Hi, guys. Do I see myself leaving Slovakia anytime soon? No. My wife is here. My 2 wonderful children are here. This is my home. I really enjoy staying in Slovakia. It's a smaller, quieter country. Yes, I miss family. I miss friends. I miss food, as I mentioned. But I wouldn't change it. And I call Slovakia my home. So I'm very pleased with that. And that's my feelings on this. So, guys, thank you very much.